April 2019, Full Moon Channeled Message. I asked my guides, what is next for the year of bridging? And if you have listened to these channelings before, you'll know that this year, according to the guides, is the year of bridging, of creating bridges. And they said, next is creating a bridge to the dragon realms, to dragon energy. A bridge to call in a dragon ally. Dragons are the origins of all the elementals. They take many forms and some can shift between forms. So they can be a fire dragon, air, wind, water, ice, earth, crystal, metal, tree, and any other kind of elemental you can think of. All dragons are also etheric and of spirit and electrical. They ride the tiller currents, the currents under earth, the solar winds, the plasma winds, and they flow in and out of time. So they asked me to give a guided meditation to help you build the bridge to dragons. Dragon energy is the energy of creation, and dragon energies are especially helpful in times of great change. Dragon energies are needed for the transformation that is occurring, for releasing what does not serve and creating what is needed. First, here is a reminder from the New Year's message about creating bridges. When you create bridges, be sure that your side of the bridge is so strong that you cannot be pulled off it, that it always anchors you in your highest and deepest good. Make your bridges beautiful also. They can be bridges of light and color, bridges of rainbows. They can be bridges of stone, of wood, of whatever you can imagine. Whatever you make them of, anchor your side strongly into deep earth energies. Know and intend that you are not giving up your sovereignty as you create these, and that you create them to connect only the highest and deepest and greatest good. Only the greatest good flows across these bridges from either direction. Make them with your heart, not your brain. The greatest of all is love. These are bridges of love you are creating, bridges of love you are walking. A bridge has a starting place and an ending place. The ending place is also the starting place. The starting place is also the ending place. The magic of bridges is the middle. The middle is the place of meeting. Call to what you want to meet as you build your bridge with its strong anchor. Ask to meet in the middle. The middle is the place of miracles. In this middle occurs the transformation, transfiguration, transmutation. So now we begin the guided meditation, and I invite you to sit with your spine straight in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, closing eyes, and taking some deep breaths. With the belly soft, the diaphragm can move down, we can intake more air, and consciously slowing and deepening our breath automatically begins to move us into a more calm and centered state. As you continue to breathe deeply, feel the earth beneath your feet. Connect with earth. Ask to send a grounding trunk down to the very center of earth and see it going all the way down to that molten iron crystal at the core of earth and wrapping around it three times. Now see a beautiful surge of divine Mother Earth energy rising up that grounding trunk as golden light. See and feel it come in the soles of your feet, rise up through your body and fountain out the top of your head, creating a beautiful golden bubble all around you, at least 3 feet in all directions, including under your feet. Continuing to breathe deeply, consciously, slowly. Ask now to meet a dragon ally and create your bridge. This is our imagination that we're using to do this. So imagine your bridge. Just see your bridge that is strongly anchored, that only the highest and deepest and greatest good can cross. Know that you are completely safe. Ask your dragon ally to come to the other end of your bridge. To stand at each side of your bridge, facing each other. See your dragon appear there and begin to move towards each other. See what kind of dragon has come. Notice its colors, size, kind of wings. See what kind of elemental energies it embodies. And meet in the center of this magic bridge of many colors, this bridge of love. Extend your love and gratitude to this magnificent dragon for coming to be your ally. Ask its name. This may come right away, or you may receive it later. Ask what it brings for you. What qualities, what energies, what abilities? What does it assist you with? See that it has a gift for you that represents these, and receive your gift. Ask what you have to give to the dragon. What would it like to receive from you? Give a symbol of this to your dragon ally. Now think of something you need to release. Ask your dragon ally to assist you in releasing this. Receive the breath of the dragon fire. Receive this, breathe it in. Allow it to envelop you inside and out, your physical, energetic, and spiritual selves. All receiving the dragon fire. See the dragon fire clearing and cleansing you, burning away what does not serve. Now see the dragon fire infusing you with energy and creativity. Infusing you with love, with new ideas, with love. Receive this blessing of dragon energy. Thank your dragon ally for this clearing. Ask ask now what work you and your dragon ally have to do together. The answer may come now, or it may come later. Thank your dragon ally and bow to it, honoring its essence, its gifts, its great being. Breathing deeply. See yourself walking back to your end of the bridge. And bring yourself back to your physical body in this time and realm. And you may wish to take some time after this to write down what you received during this meditation. Now that you have created this bridge to dragon, it is always there for you. It is a bridge of imagination, a bridge of rainbows, a bridge of hope and delight and creativity. It can appear at any time, in any place. A blessed dragon moon to you, dear ones.